Weyburn. We are observing a leap year as today, February 29th, is a date that only exists on the calendar every 4 years. This day is added to the calendar in leap years as a corrective measure because the Earth does not orbit the Sun in precisely 365 days. There are some unusual traditions and celebrations that are part of our folklore now, encouraging people to take a leap and do something different. I am fortunate enough to be challenged on a weekly basis to think of something new and different as a writing topic for this column. I try to find little breaks in my routine by changing the small things. It can be difficult to step out of your comfort zone, but sometimes you find something that connects and gives your mind that little spark of energy. A routine does keeps you regulated throughout your day and helps organize your time, and most people have their own personalized routine. Your brain does not exert a lot of energy focused on the usual tasks, such as brushing your teeth, taking a shower or eating your meals. Therefore, having a daily routine leaves you feeling accomplished in the day's tasks. Indeed, our brains crave routine, habit, and predictability. I know that my work schedule is one of those routines where I am doing similar tasks on the same day of the week, such to the point that when there is a stat holiday, I am thrown off by not going to work on that particular day. It is common to hear, "What day is it?" After a stat holiday in our office, it is just as important to introduce a little chaos, when you can, so that you are more prepared to handle unplanned chaos when it happens. There should be a balance between having the predictable routine and the little extra sparks of the new and different. When you are introducing something new, remember that the goal should be to get out of your comfort zone. Sometimes it is a good thing to take a break in your routine and do something different. It does not have to be something major or a big change either, as making tiny, seemingly irrelevant changes to your daily patterns can stimulate nerve cells and boost production of neurotoxins, which help brain cells thrive. Some ideas include eating at a new restaurant that just opened in your community, trying out a new hobby or pastime, listening to a podcast or new music, or even just reading a recently released book from a new author. Even exploring the world around you can have a positive effect. On your drive home, stop by some of the points of interest in the community, or just take time to take a walk around your neighborhood, or sit in one of our community parks. There are also benefits to finding the right hobby, so that there is something exciting and energizing when you come home after a routine day at the office or school. For me, my new hobby was finding an online community where I could play Dungeons & Dragons, D&D. I now look forward to the evenings where I have a game, and consider myself fortunate to find the online friends that I play with, as they are also a good social connection in my life. One of my bucket list items would be to purchase tickets to a play D&D in a castle adventures. If I ever get the chance to do that, it would definitely spice up my life, and be a way for me to take a leap out of my routine. Sometimes you are lucky enough to do something big and adventurous, like traveling to a new location or visiting with old friends. Other times, you just have to look for the small changes that you can make, and make the most of the life that you are living.